This is the Entrepreneur iPad Users Podcast, Episode 1, the initial episode launching this particular podcast that supports a meetup group about iPad users. Welcome to this inaugural podcast episode of the Entrepreneur iPad Users Group. Actually, it happens to be supporting a meetup group that just started in April of 2010, and the meetup group is called the Austin iPad Novice Users for Small Business and Entrepreneurs. Yes, I know it's a mouthful, but we wanted to make sure that we got the right audience focused on the right elements. It's based in Austin, but that doesn't mean that we can't support people across the country who want to listen to this podcast and then also contribute to it in the message boards, and for those in Austin who want to show up to the physical meetup. And we plan on having, later on in the year, some electronic or virtual meetups where everybody across the country can participate. The name of the meetup group is the Austin iPad Novice Users for Small Business and Entrepreneurs. Now, the question is, how do you get to that particular meetup and where do you find it? What's the link? We'll include a link in the show notes. But basically, you can go to www.meetup.com and then search under Austin iPad Novice Users, and you'll be directed to that group. We intend to have quite a few members, and we are supporting the iPad for dissemination of information, sharing, and also being a community for those people who want to know if the iPad can support them as an entrepreneurial firm, or as a solopreneur, or maybe as a small business owner. And we'll be discussing and we'll be sharing information from some guest speakers who are tending to look at different vertical industries, different applications, different usages of the iPad with the starting configuration of the wireless only that was inaugurated on April 3rd, 2010, and then later on the different other configurations and models of the iPad and how they can help your entrepreneurial venture, your small business, your firm, and make sure that it is business-oriented, not just for entertainment, fun, leisure, and an overpriced toy. The key differentiation here is that while the iPad is a very attractive device for all ages, we look at it more as, what can it do for me being an entrepreneur or a small business owner, and how do I justify it as I would with any other piece of hardware and the software or the apps that are supposed to support it, as well as other accessories? How do I justify that as a business tool in order to help me reach my business objectives? And by the way, this business does not have to be a profitable private sector business. Remember, you can also start a venture that can turn into be a nonprofit organization, or you can be working in the public sector and being a part-time entrepreneur. See what it can do for you while you build up to perhaps maybe one day leaving what is called Cubicle Nation and going into your own small business. Now, this started in Austin with a group of people who had purchased the iPad from day one. As a matter of fact, there is one particular project that I'd like to share with you. That project has been hailed in a YouTube video. It's called Project iPad Day One. You can search for that in YouTube searching under Project iPad Day One, all four words, or there's a link in the show notes if you want to pursue this. The other Project iPad Day One episodes are all available to you in the archives of www.strugglingentrepreneur.com. That's www.strugglingentrepreneur.com. In this case, we had Project iPad Day One be a program where we purchased it day one and then started to evaluate it and review it to see if it is just an overpriced toy or an overpriced, oversized iPod Touch, or is it really a business tool that can help your small business grow and reach its objectives, as any other business tool would. There's a lot of conflict, a lot of controversy, a lot of requirements, and a lot of discussion, but everyone is enamored with the device as far as the features that it currently has, and it's a very attractive type of device. But however, it does lack in its initial launch with some of the features and some of the accessories and some of the connectivity and some of the support for different other types of hardware and software in order to be a real business tool for a lot of industries. In some, it could take off right away, like the mobile entrepreneur, and help that particular solopreneur be very productive because it provides some benefits that can help him. And you'll see that in The Struggling Entrepreneur. Remember, it's called Project iPad Day 1, and there's about 10 or 12 different podcasts that go in from everything with interviews of people who think it's going to be a toy, with business owners and entrepreneurs who think it's going to be a successful tool that will change the way that we do business. And you'll have other interviews and other directions given to you and a review of the applications and an evaluation of how they work or they don't work in a business environment. So go to www.strugglingentrepreneur.com and look as far back as April 2010 in the archives and you'll see the episodes of Project iPad Day 1. Now, the other thing I wanted to mention to you is you can join this particular meetup group, that is Austin iPad Novice Users for Small Businesses and Entrepreneurs, and you can join that group through meetup.com anywhere in the United States. As I said, later on, we plan to have virtual meetups, so that means that through a webinar-based system, you'll be able to log on and you'll be able to listen to the speaker either in streaming mode or in a webinar type of environment live. We plan to have that later on in the year when we finally get what infrastructure we're going to use because some of them are really lacking. The people in Austin have it very lucky because they can attend and listen to the guest speaker and see the demonstrations of everything that we're going to be talking about in person. Now, let me give you the first meeting, the inaugural meeting of the Austin iPad Novice Users for Small Businesses and Entrepreneurs. The meetup is going to be taking place physically on Thursday, the 6th of May, and it's going to start at 7 o'clock p.m., that's 1900 hours for you aviators and military, at the Community Room, which is located at Central Market North in Austin. That's 40th Street and North Lamar, and it'll start at 7 p.m. The room holds 20 people comfortably, and we're going to limit the amount of RSVPs to 20. There is a $2 charge for people attending this, so that only the people who really want to come and are willing to pay the $2 that would help offset the cost of paying for the meetup facility will be serious enough to attend and get the value and the benefit out of it. We're going to have some networking start at 7 o'clock p.m. and then at 7:30, we're going to have the speaker start delivering the presentation exactly at 7:30. The speaker's name for the first meetup is Thomas Umstead. Thomas Umstead, you'll see the link in the show notes. His last name is spelled U-M-S-T-A-T-T-D. Thomas Umstead Jr. is a writer, a speaker, and a web strategist, and he can be reached at www.umstadtmedia.com. That's www.umstadtmedia.com. His Twitter is Thomas Umstead, and he has also a Facebook, which is Thomas Umstead. We'll put all those links in the show notes for you so you can get the contact information. He is going to be talking about how the iPad fares as a business tool in the publishing industry for writers and authors, since he supports them with his other blog posts that he creates on his site, which is called www.authortechtips.com. That's authortechtips.com. After the presentation by Thomas Umstead, we'll have question and answer sessions for people who have iPads. This group is for business-oriented entrepreneurs or small business owners, whether they're new or aspiring or experienced in the area of entrepreneurship, and they have either purchased an iPad or they are considering the purchase of an iPad and want to get more information to see how it fares as a business tool in their particular industry, be it vertical industry or be it general business support for computing. After we do that, we'll have some more networking, and then we'll give the information for the next meeting, the date of which is going to be June the 3rd. That is June the 3rd, another Thursday, and it will be also at 7 o'clock in the evening at the same location. So we will announce who the guest speaker is, and we'll also announce the theme of the topic for that particular meeting. And we will have podcast episodes be published on this particular podcast to let you know exactly what happened, who is there of any significance, interest, if there is a VIP or if there's somebody that's well-versed in the area of iPad, especially applications or accessories, and sometimes iPhone applications and accessories as well. We will then post the results of the meeting. We'll have summary, and sometimes we'll record the meeting in its entirety and give you a link so you can download the whole thing and listen to exactly what went on if you are across the country or not available to attend the meetup in Austin. The Gmail account that we have for this particular group is entrepreneuripadusers@gmail.com. Again, it's entrepreneuripadusers@gmail.com. We'll also be using the email facility from within the Meetup program that's on the web at www.meetup.com. I happen to be the organizer. My name is Fred Castañeda, and I have a podcast. Well, I have 10, up now 11 podcasts with this one, but my key podcast and my signature podcast is The Struggling Entrepreneur. That's at www.strugglingentrepreneur.com. That's where we started Project iPad Day 1, and it's a free podcast, and it helps you as an entrepreneur, small business owner, learn from those who succeeded. We have interviews with established entrepreneurs so you can benefit from their experience. We also have interviews with people who want to be entrepreneurs, who were entrepreneurs and got out of it, people who thought about it, analyzed it, and refused to be entrepreneurs, and also people who are with organizations that support entrepreneurs. We also deliver resources to help you succeed with interviews and organizations, not only for those people that assist entrepreneurs, but also the tools and techniques that assist entrepreneurs, such as, in this case, the iPad, especially hosting Project iPad Day 1. Let me tell you that on the 26th of April, we actually attended the April session of the Social Media Breakfast. That's a program that you can search on Google and look for Social Media Breakfast, and you'll see, I think, over 30 cities in the United States and Canada and other places, even internationally, have started these social media breakfasts. We actually had a discussion about the iPad and what it means in the world of business and the world of lifestyle. And we'll be giving you a link to that particular session summary, which is, again, going to be posted on www.strugglingentrepreneur.com. However, in the April 26th session of the Social Media Breakfast in Austin, we had a speaker who then talked about the iPad and possibly how it's going to change the life for a lot of people. His name is John Lebkowski, and he is a communication and social strategist that is an entrepreneur himself. And he had nearly 100 people attend this particular meetup in person, which was organized by Brian Person, who is the organizer of the Social Media Breakfast sessions and has started them in other cities as well. And what John did was he gave a presentation about the iPad and how it can be revolutionary, and he gave the results, along with Brian Person, about the survey that was taken. How many people thought it was a toy? How many people thought it was an oversized iPod Touch? How many people see it as a revolutionary device that can really help them change lifestyle and businesses? And then he broke us up into several groups, groups that talked about everything from lifestyle changes, communication, ubiquity, everything else. And we'll give those in the podcast episode that will be posted on The Struggling Entrepreneur. When it's posted, we'll put in the links to that particular episode here. But in the meantime, if you want to, go to www.strugglingentrepreneur and you can join. One-click iTunes will get you every podcast episode delivered the moment that it's released, and you'll be able to listen to it and get the information on Project iPad Day 1. And next time we'll talk to you, we'll be on some of the areas of iPad usage, especially for the publishing industry, talking about how the iPad is viewed as a business tool to help writers and authors, and it will be presented by Thomas Umstead of thomasumsteadmedia.com, and he did a review on his website that gave a summary of the evaluation that he did himself, passing it through the rigors of testing for this particular audience, and it is located at www.authortechtips.com. That's www.authortechtips.com. We'll give you all the information prior to each meeting that we have in the meetup, and then after each meeting that we have, with a summary of what went on and a link to the recording once it's done. Any kind of presentations that are given, if there are slides that go with them, we'll put a link in the show notes so that you can get them and take a look at them as well. This is a community-based meetup, and we welcome you, especially in this exciting era of the iPad. This is Fred Castañeda, your organizer for 2010, saying welcome aboard, and we'll see you in the next episode.